Welcome back to His Time. Rod Zwanitzer filling in for Andy Bates today. And we welcome in our normal Monday guest, Dr. Bob Weiss of Concordia Seminary, St. Louis. Good morning, Dr. Weiss. How are you today?
Well, I'm doing pretty good. How are you?
Great. We're just having a wonderful time thanking God for 90 years of gospel proclamation here at Worldwide KFUO. Have you checked any of that out?
Not yet. No. I actually was gone this weekend. I did a... not that I would check it out this weekend, but I was gave a conference on aging and dying well in Christ in St. Paul Lutheran Church in Cincinnati, Ohio, and it was primarily older adults, of course, there. And so I talked for about 2.5 hours, and then we had a table discussion in the afternoon with a physician, an attorney, a chaplain, a deaconess, and myself, which was very interesting and very informative. So I learned a lot, too. So
I bet.
So I haven't checked that out yet, but 90 years, when you look at it, my goodness, what a blessing. I mean, people that of all Christian faiths I know listen to the radio. When I go out and speak, I hear this a lot, that, you know, about KFUO, they mention it. And sometimes when they hear me, they say, oh, I didn't know. So this is what you look like. Like, they sort of anticipate something different a bit. So
I know. Have you ever played that game where you try to figure out what somebody looks like just by hearing their voice, and then people say, "Wow, I thought Rod, you would be about 6'5", 6'6", and very muscular," and then they see me, and, "Oh my goodness," you know.
Yeah.
Well,
I don't have that problem.
Yeah. Is that what you'd like to share with it? Us today,
well,
Dr. Weiss?
What I normally do, Rod, is I have several topics. I just kind of try and keep people up to date on what's happening in this world of bioethics. And then sometimes we stop and talk about one for just a few minutes. But there's one that's come up that's, I read journals in science since my background also is in actually clinical hematology and science. And this is, so one of the articles that just came out was, and this is nothing against the Roman Catholic Church, but it is a very powerful church. And the Pope has just come out, Pope Francis, saying that creation and evolution, once again, are two hypotheses that can be taught at the same time, as long as they don't, now this is for Roman Catholics, impinge upon their faith. And, of course, we in the Lutheran Church Missouri Synod would disagree with him on that one very, very strongly, because there's only one faith, and that's in the Creator, God, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. And so these are talks that he gives in front of what's called the Pontifical Academy of Sciences that began in 1938. So that's a hot topic because, as you well know, people, the Roman Catholic Church gets a lot of TV time, press time, internet time, because it is such a large church, and when he speaks, people listen. I mean, he's coming over here next year to a family conference, so that's been on TV a lot. So I just want to alert people that these are things that are going on out there, just to let them know that, and some people may think I'm criticizing him, but there are disagreements within Christendom over these issues, and I certainly disagree with what he said there in terms of the doctrine of the teaching of biblical creation is not a hypothesis. It is a clear fact, and our faith accepts that. So I would encourage people to take a look at Hebrews chapter 11, the faith chapter. There's another article that came out, and this one is absolutely bizarre, but Andy and I have talked a little bit about some of this, but not to this extent. In the United Kingdom, there is one gay couple, and you can be married over there like you can in 35 states here in the United States. And this gay couple basically hired 3 surrogates and have 3 different children. And so when we talk about, will that ever happen here in the United States, I know that it's happened with 2. And so these are issues that need to be discussed. Certainly we're back to living the life of Christ in this world as redeemed Christians, and what the Lord has to say about one flesh union, marriage, and procreation. So with this issue coming up, I think it's important to remain steadfast and immovable in these areas because the Christian witness is so important in this area, not to sit and grind our axe on these issues, But clearly, when we read these things, and they are in the newspapers, it is the way it is. And the other one, in the United Kingdom, again, there was a young girl, 12-year-old, who had severe disabilities. She was born in about 2002, had a lot of problems. And now this is a pretty sad story. I just want to warn your listeners to this, but this is continuing to occur. This young lady was simply allowed to die. This is called passive euthanasia. And there was nobody was going to try and treat her. The family said she would be better off dead. And this young lady who has these severe disabilities was allowed to die. So in that context, you know, we have euthanasia, and we've had Mrs. Maggie Carner's witness over against Brittany Maynard, who took her life in Oregon several weeks ago. And I think that this type of story that continues to come out, and is, as people say, is rather horrifying, but is very real. You know, we have five states here, Rod, in the United States, Vermont, Oregon, Washington, Arizona, and Montana, that permit physician-assisted suicide. Start off with one, but it continues to grow. And I think that we all need to be informed on this, but more importantly, then, back to the basics of catechesis and the scriptures and the confession.
Before you go there, Dr. Weiss, I ask you a question, if I may. When you said they allowed this person with these severe disabilities to die, was it withholding of hydration and food, things like that, the passive euthanasia, or more than that?
Yeah, they... as far as I can understand, she did have a lot of issues, and she wasn't able to walk. She wasn't able to eat or drink. She was a hydrocephalic, and so, but yet, she's 12 years old, and she has been living. The parents have been taking care of her, and about 2 years ago or so, as I recall, during a routine operation of her kidney to remove some kidney stones, she went into distress, but she did not die, but she was still alive and recovering. And so they applied to have this young lady euthanized by, and here it is, withdrawing nutrition and hydration. This is what you're aiming at here. And so this went into a court situation actually this year, and it was the mother and the daughter's quote unquote best interest to withdraw food and fluids. So they talked about, well, in her own little world, quality of life wasn't very good. And so what happened is that they then withdrew this. She was not terminally ill and was not on life support, but what was permitted to die in this way just simply by removing her food and fluids.
Wow. That's serious stuff, isn't it? I mean, because, you know, I was thinking, did they withhold medical procedures or medication? But it sounds like more they just withheld all the means to continue to live, which is really very sad.
It is very sad. I have a young daughter who's finishing her PhD, Christine, and works with autistic children and the Autistic Self-Advocacy Network, which is a very good advocacy network, the Autistic Self-Advocacy Network. It's an American group. They simply came out very quickly in the end of August, first part of September, and said this is killing a disabled person. And so the Daily Beast, which some people have heard on different radio stations, came out against it. And this type of treatment, people, you know, these cases are very complicated, Rod, as a lot of people know, and I'm only hitting the surface on this, but they say, yeah, but wouldn't she be better off? So, you know, the Lord's very clear about it. I give and I take away. It doesn't mean he's up in heaven with a big G in his chest pushing a button saying you're dead. But we are to always care and never to kill. And to know that we don't go to the cross to deal with suffering, but he's in our suffering, especially in the suffering of this young girl and the family. I can't relate to that. I don't know what that's like. I've never been through anything like this family has, but when the judge said, oh, sure, go ahead and remove food and water, and then, of course, she died several days later. And this is the same thing that happened with the Teresa Schiavo case several years ago. And so these are things that I think people need to be aware of and tuned into.
Sure.
Because these issues of assisted suicide and euthanasia are going to continue to grow, and people are going to be continued to push because of lack of funds. And this whole issue of, you know, when do we treat and when don't we treat? But these are all kind of medical things, and I encourage the students I teach, stick to your vocation. Don't be the doctor, be the pastor, be the deaconess, be the Christian layperson, and share the word of God. Just what you're talking about in terms of the 90 years of KFUO, what is it all about? It's all about Jesus and what he has done and continues to do for us through the means of grace. So we plant the seed and water, because when somebody goes through these issues, I just was at a nursing home yesterday where an elderly lady died in Christ. And what's important there, of course, is she was baptized into the death and resurrection of Christ. That doesn't provide an escape pod for euthanasia-assisted suicide, but it is that person's identity that calls us to always to care and never to kill. So these issues are never going away. People hear me talk about these on a routine basis here with Andy, and I think that this whole cadre of end-of-life issues, even certain people that, you know, they think, well, feeding tubes are hard to put into people. They're very easy to insert into people. And they do help sustain life. And this gets into, well, what do you do if somebody doesn't want it? Well, you can't force feed somebody. That's law. You know, you have to respect their autonomy. And if that occurs, then we have to find out what's going on in that person's life, why this isn't going to happen. And rather than sit back and say, well, I know why they're doing it, they want to kill themselves. There may be other things involved.
Sure,
Medical cases are very complex, but we need to stick to our vocation.
Well, we thank you, Dr. Weiss, for coming on faithfully and sharing these with us and keeping the Word of God in front of us. So blessings to you, and we look forward to talking with you next week.
You bet. God's peace to you, Rod, and your listeners. Bye-bye.
Thank you. Pastor Mark Friedrich, Mountain View Lutheran Church, Apache Junction, Arizona. Up next, recorded Bible study here on Worldwide KFUO in His Time.